So what does it take to be a member of the Harlem Parlor Music Club?
Being a good cook helps.
The Harlem Parlor Music Club has a lot of things going for it. About a dozen of New York's most in-demand session musicians, a Harlem townhouse to practice in, and even a hot sauce. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. There's a chance you haven't heard the names of any of Harlem Parlor Music Club's more than 10 members, but you've definitely heard them play. The band is made up of session musicians who've worked with Bob Dylan, Cyndi Lauper, Sting, Michael Jackson, and countless others. The Harlem Parlor Music Club was formed when drummer Sam Marandino wanted to experiment with mixing the music of Appalachia with Sly and the Family Stone. So he opened up his townhouse and his grill to his talented friends, and now those get-togethers have resulted in an album, Salt of the Earth. Harlem Parlor Music Club told FUV's John Platt about the parlor that gave them their name.
Is there a Harlem Parlor, I must ask?
There is. I live uptown, up in the Hamilton Heights area up there, and we record in my house up there, so that's how the name came about.
Well, in fact, how did the club get started? You have the house, you know, you have the
I was on my way home from a gig one night, and I was just kind of, I guess I'd been drinking, and I came up with this idea. What if Sly Stone was on a mountain porch with the Andrews Sisters out in front? And I kind of heard the similarity to Americana and folk music that went with funk music. I found something that hooked those together, and I wanted to hear a lot of people singing. So I called a bunch of my friends here and kind of lured them with the so we could all play, and then we'll grill out in the backyard and have a nice dinner afterwards. So everybody kind of showed up and started recording.
Yeah, when you ask why do people join the Harlem Parlor Music Club, the grilling is actually
is that right? That's the key thing.
Factor.
My girl, that they can go tell the world. Even though I was in prison, I knew the good Lord was my friend. When the warden came for me, it was just to set me free. I'm just dying to be born again.
There are so many different schedules you must manage here. I don't know how you do that. Is it how often are you able to get together, given the fact that everybody has their own careers?
It's pretty rough. I mean, it's, I'm the schedule guy, and it's
that
tough.
Sounds like a full-time job itself.
It's tough, but you know,
he's harsh though. He's harsh.
I'm harsh, but everybody's been very generous with their time, and everyone kind of makes it work.
But seriously, I mean, how often does the club come together? How often do you convene?
Not as often as we'd like, but we did. This is the first time since Christmas. Darden was going to be in town, so we tried to schedule all this around it. So we just threw a rehearsal together and came. And we're starting another record later this week, actually. So basically, we spent about a week doing the recording. It's hard, you know, to get everybody together, so we have to condense it and do about a week's worth of time.
Many eyes of people's feet burning into you. Many men are missing much, hating what they do. Youth and truth are making love.
Cover Sly and the Family Stone's Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again by Harlem Parlor Music Club. Their album is Salt of the Earth. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear the complete conversation and more online anytime at WFUV.org.